A group of civilians in Syria have been freed years after they were kidnapped by foreign-backed militants. Now, the release is a result of lengthy negotiations between Damascus and the militants. Press News Muhammad Ali follows the story and filed this report.
Lengthy negotiations between the Syrian government and militant groups led to the release of a new batch of kidnapped civilians. 23 civilians were set free from militant-held Eastern Al-Ghouta on Tuesday. Some had been held for years. They spoke about the difficult circumstances they faced, the sectarianism of militants, and the suffering of being at the mercy of terrorists.
The terrorists stormed our building and raised their guns in our faces at 7 a.m. They asked if we were Sunnis or not while putting a knife on my throat. They forced us to help them strengthen their positions in the building. Then they took us to Ghouta. Inside the prison, there were Jordanians and Syrians questioning us.
I was abducted on the 19th of March last year from Abbasin bus station. Nusra Front attacked and took us from there to eastern Ghouta. Thanks to the government and the Syrian Red Crescent, we were freed.
Thousands of people are held by militant groups across the country. This scene from 2013 shows families in Adr al-Ummaliyah near eastern Al-Ghouta who survived a terrorist attack. But many of their loved ones were kidnapped and pulled into the militant-held Eastern Ghouta. Officials say they will work on setting free all the kidnapped in 2018.
Under the directives of President Bashar al-Assad on freeing all the kidnapped people, the government in 2018 will work to free all those kidnapped in Syria. Those who were set free today will be provided by the government with all their needs.
In 2015, terrorists in eastern Ghouta filmed abducted civilians as they were dragged in cages on the streets of Erbin town. The topic of kidnapped civilians and prisoners also remains on top of the agenda of international meetings on Syria. The group of kidnapped civilians were freed with a chance to return to the life that was once stolen from them by an ugly war, which they might have never imagined would happen. Many others abducted by militant groups are still waiting to regain their freedom. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.